The psalmist writes, "If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared." What would happen to us if God kept score? What would happen if our Lord had a divine scorecard where every deed and every misdeed is added up? Every time you sin, it counts against you, and every time you do something out of completely selfless motives, well, then those count in your favor. What would happen? Would you win, or would you lose? Well, that is how we would run the world by nature. That is how we would seek to keep things going and make things go. It would be fair, wouldn't it? And that's how things work in the world. In the world, you get what you pay for, or you get what's coming to you. But if God kept score, we would all languish in hell forever. God reminds us again of this over and over in his law. Sometimes an event will happen in your life, or perhaps in a sermon, or perhaps when you hear a scripture passage, and it'll hit you square right between the eyes. And God's law slams you against the wall, as it were. If God kept score, I would be lost. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? That is the question. And the answer is, of course, no one. Not one of us could stand up to the unending gaze of God's law. But this is why the psalmist cries out, "Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord." Today, as we gaze upon our Lord's passion and death from the depths, it is clear that he is dying upon the tree because of you. You are the crowd crying, "Crucify him." You are Herod, who gaped and hoped for some kind of show. You are Pontius Pilate, who committed Jesus to death. You are the soldiers who nailed him to the tree. You are the disciples who scattered at the thought of being caught on the wrong side of this war. It is your sins that put him there. And they are real. And so you killed the Son of God. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But, left to ourselves, we are lost, alone, and dead. But we are not left to ourselves. That is the great, wonderful message of salvation that comes to you today. But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. We learn two things from seeing God die on the cross that Good Friday so many years ago. First, we learn that our sins put him there. But second, we learn that God forgives. Forgiveness. It's a word that slips off our tongue like it costs nothing. And yet, it is the most expensive word in the whole world. That word, forgiveness, cost Jesus Christ, the Son of God, his life. That word sent him down to earth to be mocked and to be killed for you. But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. When Jesus cried out from the cross, "It is finished," he paid the price for that word, forgiveness. He cried from out of the depths, for he was abandoned and smitten by God, so that you may never face that kind of great pain and suffering that he endured. It is in his death that we have forgiveness. It is only in his death that we may rejoice in God's forgiveness. As the psalmist prayed, "He will redeem Israel from all his iniquity," that is, from all their sins. God bought back your soul from Satan. God himself brought you out of the pit. And his work of forgiving your sins goes on to this very day. His word of absolution and forgiveness is like the sweetest wine upon our lips. Long for that gift from God. Flee to his word of forgiveness. Don't let the sun go down upon your sins. Confess your sins, and God will nail them to that tree. For that tree of death is the tree of life for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. It was your sins that put him upon that cross, but it was also God's love that put him on the cross. Jesus could have come down. He could have given in and gone his own way. But Jesus stayed the course. He said amen to God's love for you. And his love for his Father meant that his love for you would never end. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. God forgives. He gives you himself. He washes you and makes you clean. He feeds you with his very body and blood. He puts the word of absolution into your ears. You will not die, but live and proclaim the great works of God. And for that, today truly is Good Friday. For the greatest good was accomplished by Jesus today. That is your life. In the holy name of Jesus, our only mediator and redeemer. Amen.